The following programme has been made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Hello, I'm Eileen McCarthy-Thompson and I'm here in Clay Castle Recording Studios with the award-winning St. Raphael's Drama Group, a group with intellectual disabilities. Now, along with some staff at St. Raphael's Centre, they are just about to begin recording their brand new drama series, The Delaneys. I'll be having a chat with them a little later on, but for now, sit back and enjoy episode one.
Saturday night in the Delaney house. Mum Eleanor cooking her usual Saturday night fry.
Come on, lads.
In a minute.
They like their fries in the Delaney house. Owen and Noel, the 17-year-old Delaney twins. Owen, he works out a lot.
I look good.
Noel, he works at finding out how things work.
Sorry, Mum.
Their big sister Nora, your average big sister.
Who took my phone?
Dad John, home from work.
I'm home.
And then there's Granddad, dreaming of days gone by. The Delaney household, an ordinary y'all family.
That was lovely, man.
What lovely.
Eggs good for muscles.
Did you have enough, Grandad?
We had. It was cooked to perfection.
Where have you been, Nora? Your cheese gone cold.
I've lost Misty.
How did it happen?
How did that happen?
I was down on the beach and she just took off.
I don't believe it.
Nora!
I couldn't catch her. She was too fast.
Don't panic. She'll probably make her way home. She always does.
Have your tea, Nora. I'm sure she'll come home.
That never happened to me or me.
All right, lads. Let her go.
I said no phones at the table, Nora.
Hi, Elaine. Oh, my God. I just lost Misty. I can't find her anyplace.
Put the kettle on, Nora.
I will.
Put the radio on too while you're up.
I will.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Ah, Noel, it's Granda's favourite programme.
It's crap, Dad.
If you listen to it, you might learn something.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Wait, no, it's starting. Turn it up, I can't hear.
Welcome, listeners, to Tales of All Y'all, episode 91.
Oh, God.
Quiet, Noel, for Grandad.
In tonight's episode, we will hear about Sir Walter Raleigh's part in the introduction of tobacco to y'all. So make yourselves comfortable. Tobacco was found by the Spaniards on their first discovery of America and introduced into Spain and Portugal in 1552 by Hernandez de Toledo from the province of Tobago in Yucatan, which gave the plant its European name. It was not long before it attracted the attention of Raleigh's colonists in Virginia, one of whom must have brought it back to England and introduced it to Sir Walter there. It would have been during Raleigh's administration of the quiet affairs of Yale, with much time on his hands, that he took to smoking the newfound weed. An amusing story has come down to us, which illustrates the good people of Yale's unfamiliarity with the practice of smoking. One day, while Sir Walter Raleigh was whiling away the hours in the enjoyment of his pipe in the garden of his house at Myrtleville, a servant, looking on from the house and thinking his master was alight, rushed out in haste and threw a tankard of water over him to quench the smoke. We don't know how Sir Walter Raleigh acted, but we hopefully he had a sense of humour. Well, that's all for today. So tune in tomorrow to hear what happened next.
What can I say, Grandad? I love this.
Oh, no, don't be teasing me.
What's that amazing on?
What?
The program.
What?
Imagine being on fire.
No, Dad. It wasn't on fire at all. That's the point.
Now it looks like someone was listening.
Misunderstanding. It would happen to the best of us.
Well, to some more than others.
Well now, Eleanor, yes, I may be old and a bit, but it has happened to you too.
I don't think so.
What about the time of your death?
Who mentioned the Debs? What's going on?
Oh, easy, Nora. It's about your mother's Debs. Something went wrong at her Debs.
Nothing went wrong. It was just a silly misunderstanding.
Oh, no, it's episode Barrison.
I'll get it.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Eleanor.
Christy, you say Misty?
No. Is he missing?
Yeah, no, I lost her.
I told you she was very fast.
Okay, everyone. Christy has something to say. It involves you, Noel.
Oh, Lord. What have you done now?
I did nothing.
Take it easy, Noel. I'm just playing what happened, Christy.
I know, but I'm not telltale. The Nolan was smoking a lot.
What?
What? I don't know.
I saw the smoke in the bedroom window 20 minutes ago.
Noel, have manners.
He's gonna smoke bomb, Mom.
What?
What's there going on?
It's like this, Christy. Noel is making the smoke bomb for school. He has a smoke over the house.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Noel.
All right, Christy.
Ma'am, come on, tell me what happened at your Debs.
For the last time, it was a misunderstanding. I just thought it was a fancy dress, but it wasn't. So I turned up dressed as a nun.
Oh, brilliant, Mom. That was class.
My God, it was class. Died.
You're a lovely nun, too. We started courting after that.
Oh, that is so romantic.
Like I said, it was a misunderstanding. It would happen to the best of us.
Thanks for reminding me, Dad.
And so, another Saturday in the Delaney household comes to an end. Tune in next week, when the new neighbour Tony won't open his door. Nora's big night at the disco is spoiled, and the twins' antics find them grounded.
That was super. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
It sounded, because I saw you, Noel, you were there and you had the thumbs up and you were patting each other in the back. Do you always support each other like
that?
Were you guys up early this morning as well?
No, I got about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's too cold, lads, to bed.
2 o'clock and you're going to
no,
bed?
No, it's too cold.
Oh, too cold. Okay. And how about you, Owen?
I got off 7:30.
At 7:30. And were you nervous?
Yeah.
Because, Owen, am I right in saying, because when you started off doing drama, you used to suffer from a bit of stage fright, did you?
Yeah.
Were you? But you're after getting over that now.
Yeah.
You're well and truly over that now. Yeah. And how did you get over that? Was it just over time and practice that helped you to get over that?
Yeah.
And you, Eleanor, you were a bit shy as well, were you, when you started? I believe, was there a part you played as a nun?
It was lovely, yeah.
And you enjoyed it?
I did, yeah.
And that was like in a play about pirates, was it?
Yeah.
Pirates, yeah.
Yeah? And that was what you were really outgoing in that play, was it?
Yeah.
And how about the character in this particular play? Do you enjoy it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? And how about for practicing it and getting to know your lines? Did you have to do it a lot?
We did, yeah.
And you practiced the whole time? Because we have Eleanor and Julie.
Yeah.
Girls, listen, I mean, for you, when you first decided to write this script, what kind of challenges did you face? Did you find it difficult to write for a group like this? Or?
We found it surprisingly easy, actually.
Okay.
We came up with the idea a while ago. We were really excited because we've done so much work over the years, but we realised we'd never actually just worked with voices, you know? So I think we started improvising. I remember doing a big brainstorm in the class with all the lads, and all the lads were throwing lots and lots of ideas about y'all and about different kinds of people. And it just went from there, really.
And soap operas as well. And soap operas we would watch on telly and how they work and what's the base of them, and then we thought of the family idea, and it was kind of easy enough to come up with stories then, and kind of
everybody just fitted into the part so perfectly.
Yeah,
it was
That's interesting now, because I thought maybe it was the case of the two of you went away into a room and wrote this, but these were all very much involved from the beginning.
And all the time, even each episode, in fact we're still really improvising episode 4 now. So there's still, you know, people have having a lot of, like all the class have had a lot of input and a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely some of the best ideas have come from them, you know, not us.
How about the actual rehearsal process then? And let's say for getting into the characters, but as you say, I know you're saying that there's kind of a lot of their own personalities in it as well. But how did you really go through the whole rehearsal process?
Well, I suppose because it's radio, obviously the voice is a big thing. And so we would have spent a good deal of time working on our voices and warming up our voices and articulation and also not losing the character of the people, I suppose, in the delivering of the word.
You listen, you've been fantastic. I think you all deserve a round of applause. Well done. Excellent.
Well done. To everyone.
That'll be next. That's the next project, Eleanor. Fair play.
The Delaney's Behind the Mic was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme. Presented by Eileen McCarthy-Thompson. Starring the clients and staff of St. Raphael's Centre. Written by the St. Raphael's Drama Group with Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Directed by Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Sound engineer Warren Tyvey. A Community Radio Yaw production.